would you rather be funny, mm-hmm. but look really stupid?
Okay.
Or would you rather be ugly, but be really smart?
Hmm. Well, because I have it all right now. Just kidding. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! You are now on the game show of Delulu Canoe Podcast. Ooh, you nice. Are the lucky winner. Da, 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 we're going to be playing a game today. Yay, games.
Yay, love games.
I was going to ask you, do you like playing games, Cosmo?
Yeah, yeah.
Forgot to introduce you. This is Cosmo.
Hi.
If you didn't know, we're co-hosting today and we're doing a game show because I want to play a game. We never play games on this show.
No.
I just wanted to have a little fun.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about serious things here.
Dude, I love having fun. You have the best fun. You do.
I have the best fun.
When we hang out, we're out in like events or clubs and whatnot, we have fun. So.
Yeah. I'd like to say that we make a good, like, fun team.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
We keep everybody safe. Nothing bad happens. No one loses stuff.
Exactly.
We just have a lot of fun.
Yep.
Except for this game. You're going to lose everything. It's going to go horribly and it's going to be awesome.
All right. Here we go.
Have you ever? No, it'll be great. It'll be great. Have you ever heard of the game called Would You Rather?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, back in, like, high school.
Yeah. It's a pretty easy game.
Oh, no.
You know,
okay. All right.
It's easy.
Yeah.
You just pick what would you rather. I give you two options.
Okay. All right. I'm down. Let's do this.
I actually found this, like, really cool, like, website. I forgot what it was called for a second there. I'm like, I think.
Wait a minute. Your phone is amazing. What is that
case? Oh, thank you. I designed it myself.
Really?
Isn't that cool? Yeah. Well, I was in Vegas. There's this place called Cutie Design, and they actually let me, Chrissy, and my vocal coach, Carly, design our own little phone cases. Isn't that so cool?
Damn, that's pretty badass.
Yeah. So mine's like Mario and bear themed. Got little bears. Got little Marios on it. But
love it.
But stop trying to distract me. We're on the game show. All right. So, my first would you rather, and everybody listening or watching can play along and can tell us your answers in the comment section. Mm. So would you rather never be able to watch movies or never be able to read books? So would you give up movies or books?
I would give up books.
Kind of had a feeling.
Yeah.
I had this like slight feeling that you would lean more towards movies because I know you watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, well, I just recently started reading and I've already kind of like fallen off the reading train a little bit already. So I probably would get rid of books.
Okay.
I would keep the movies as well. Oh, interesting. Okay. So this site actually tells us the percentage of like what other people voted.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, maybe we'll add that in a little bit.
Sweet.
Ooh. Do you want another one?
Yeah, hit me.
Okay. This one is very interesting. I'm going to predict which one I think you'll pick once I read it. So don't tell me right away.
Okay.
Would you rather be attractive but very annoying or be unattractive but be very charismatic? And if I were to guess, like if I know Cosmo really well, if I were to just pick, I have a feeling that you would pick be unattractive and very charismatic only because I feel like you put a lot of like emphasis and power into people and how they treat each other as opposed to their looks.
This is very true.
Really? Yeah, that's what you pick?
I'd rather be ugly and charismatic.
I get a point. Is that true or are you just lying?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I don't want, the one thing I don't like is annoying people, so I wouldn't.
You wouldn't want to be annoying?
Yes.
It's not quite for the reason I mentioned, but you know, I'll give myself a half point, even though there's really no points in this, but
oh.
You know. I'm going to give myself a point.
Hell yeah.
Should I keep track of points? That might be kind of fun.
Yeah.
I don't actually have a pen, so I guess I will not be keeping track of points.
I got a blue pen.
Whoop. Oh, no. I caught it. Sports.
Nice.
I'm so sporty.
Sporty.
Tra-la-la. We'll go Cosmo. Wait, do I get to assign the points, though?
Sure.
Is that, like, unfair? I feel like that's kind of unfair because I'm in the game, but whatever. I'll give myself a point, half a point.
Okay.
Beep, boop. And you can just have a point just because you're here and you're doing the episode with me.
Yay!
All right, let me see. What else we got? Do you have a good one?
Would you rather be funny, but look really stupid?
Okay.
Or would you rather be ugly, but be really smart?
So ugly and smart or funny and s look
Yeah,
stupid?
yeah.
Well, because I have it all right now. Just kidding. Add some kinky music underneath that. Well, gosh. I love humor, so I feel like I would have to pick funny and silly looking. Because, like, I don't know, people always, what is it? Jessica Rabbit famously said
She's not bad. She's just drawn that way.
that, but
Woo!
also she said, like, what was it? They're like, what do you see in Roger? And she's just like,
He makes me
he makes
laugh.
me laugh. And I love it. I love it. So I guess I would have to be maintain my funny because I'm already really funny, but then add some weird looking to me. Is that what you think I would pick? Yeah. I'll give you a point for that. I'll give you a point. I'm gonna lose track of the points halfway through this. But no, that was it. Actually, you know what? You can have another point because you came up with one. You were creative.
Welcome.
Yeah. Look at me giving away points. If
Hey.
you're watching this episode, you get a point.
Hey.
Should I make it? You know what? I'll make a watcher point. Watcher. So far, y'all get 2 points just because I think you deserve 2 points. All right. Back to the game.
Back to the game.
Let me see. Ooh, here we go. Would you rather? I'm gonna try to guess this one too. I have a good feeling that I know you relatively well. But you have to be honest though. You can't like change your mind after I say what I think you're gonna say.
I'll be totally honest.
Love it.
Honest.
Onius.
Honest. I'm like, I'm coming up with new words, I swear.
I love that. This is great. We're just making new words here.
Yeah.
Would you rather always fall in love too easily or always have a very hard time falling in love? And if I know Cosmo, like I think I know you, I feel like you already fall in love pretty easily. So I feel like maybe you would actually want to have a hard time falling in love just because, like, it's different than what you already know. Oh no, the evil laugh. Oh no.
I do easily fall in love with people.
Oh, I do too.
Then I easily get heartbroken.
Oh no, my
But
voice. Oh,
that sucks.
so sad.
So yeah, I would rather have a hard time. 'Cause it just makes it more.
Really?
Yeah, 'cause I think it just at this point in my life, yes.
I'm gonna give myself a point for that. I kind of was using backwards thinking on that one. Like, I kind of thought I was gonna get that one wrong. Look at me. I
Skills.
love that. Okay. Ooh, okay, though, but here's the next thing, because this app actually it polls everyone. So when you pick one, it keeps track of the percentage of like what people choose. What do you think most people would choose?
Fall in love easily, probably.
Weirdly enough, 68% voted that they would rather the way that you had. Like, they would rather not fall in love as easily. Interesting. So the audience, the demographic of this website are people that fall in love too easily.
Interesting.
They should make a dating app.
Dun, 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 dun,
Could you
dun, dun, dun,
imagine
dun. A dating
a
game.
dating app, dating game that's just would you rather? I don't know that that would be a good idea though. Because would you pair people up because they have similar thought processes, or would you pair them up because they have different thought processes? Because opposites do attract is a thing that people say.
So they said, I was, I've been in a relationship with somebody for a long time that was totally different from me. And then I've been in a relationship with someone that's almost the same, but not quite there. And God, like if I go for a third time around in relationship wise, I probably would want to find somebody that's totally different and opposite from me again. If that makes any sense.
I'm a little lost, but that's okay.
Like, it's like opposites attracts. Yes, I've had that kind of relationship and it does work. I like that. And but then when you're in a relationship that everything's the same, it's cool. It's like it's kind of cool and comfy, but it gets stale and boring real quick.
Chompy put the spinning wheel of doom over my face. Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna give the watchers a point on that one because I don't remember. My goldfish brain is like, what? What? Duh. I'm lost in thought. Okay, would you rather only celebrate your birthday or only celebrate the birthdays of others? I'm trying to, what do I think Cosmo would pick? I feel like you've been a little bit of a giver so far. I have a feeling you're going to want to only celebrate your birthday. Because I feel like you don't make a big deal on your birthdays.
I do, though.
You do make a big deal?
Yeah, the past...
I've just never been invited.
No, because the past, what? How long have we known each other? Probably 3 years? Four?
Probably, yeah. Because it was my birthday that we met.
It was a Pokemon birthday.
That was, yeah. That was like 3 years ago.
3 years ago. So wow, the past 3 years, I haven't had a huge bash. I used to have a big bash. Like 200 people would show up. And
dang.
It's crazy. But the person I used to have a birthday party with, he doesn't like the big old things anymore. I'm like, don't. That means we're getting old and we're just getting older. So. But that's yeah, I'd rather celebrate others.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was wrong.
Yeah. But no, I used to throw a lot of crazy stuff. So.
Really?
Yeah.
We should get on that and fix that for this year.
Okay.
I don't know how or why well, I said we, but
next
you know.
Year, next year, because my birthday was in February.
Oh no! Next year,
and you guys were gone in Orlando,
next,
and so
next year. Oh no! The pain of bad friendship. But yours,
is coming up.
I'm the bad friend. Is mine coming up? I've got like half a year.
Yeah.
Points to the watcher for knowing when my birthday is.
Well, I know you, yours and Chrissy are coming up soon.
Oh yeah, Chrissy's is.
Yeah.
I gotta think of something to hear. I hit the button for your answer, but yeah. It already repopulated away, so I don't know what other people voted. So I'm sorry. So
okay.
I'm gonna give you a point for that because
I have one for you.
Oh, okay.
Coming
yeah.
up with in my head. Okay. Would you rather eat for free or travel for free?
Ooh, eat or travel for free. Okay, so. Legitimacies, questions.
Yeah.
Different words, all meaning different things. Yeah. they do not mean the same thing. Does that count? Like, is it spirit traveling? Like getting on the bottom of the barrel plane? Or is it like first class is it like
I almost spit out everything. I was taking a drink and I'm like
is it like God. Like I'm literally a luggage, a piece of luggage that they just yeet in the bottom cargo and it is the free eating like McDonald's every day. Like where is there zero limitations or are there some limitations? You were not ready for that.
I was not ready for that. You said spirit. I'm like
the trauma.
My first time ever traveling with Spirit was last year. And I'm like, oh, hell no. That plane, that airline just needs to go away.
Yeah, but it, you know, they're booked and busy because people, it's cheap.
It's cheap, but it's man, cheap. Does not feel safe.
Really?
I don't feel safe in that sucker. Those seats were like Barbie Dreamhouse chairs. And
oh, no.
Plastic as hell. And there's no food. There's no television. I mean, there's food, but you got to pay for everything. There's nothing free, not even free snacks.
Really?
No, yeah. Everything's, you got to pay. Wi-Fi, snacks, anything like that. But
see, that's why it's important to this question.
Right, right, right. I would say, for traveling anywhere free, carry-on.
Uh-huh.
And
economy.
Economy.
Or business class, or first.
Okay, business class for free.
Okay.
And food-wise, I would say keep it at like a something mediocre, nothing too crazy or fancy, nothing like a steakhouse or.
Okay.
But you know, like
it's like middle of the road, maybe like a.
Okay, would you rather travel for free, business class, all amenities paid for?
Cool.
Or eat whatever you want for free. There you go.
Oh, so unlimited food budget.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that really. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I could just like eat out every single day of my life.
Yeah.
And that would be rad. Like I could just make reservations anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
And then I could just eat steak or like caviar or Wagyu. I don't like caviar or Wagyu, but like I could have it if I wanted to for free.
Or you can just travel anywhere and pay for the food in different locations around the world. But at least you don't have to pay for the whole flight thingy.
Yeah. Do you want to take a guess what you think I would pick? Because I have an answer.
Yeah. I'm going to say travel.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's honestly what I was gonna pick.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right.
Because, like, as much as I love the idea of like going out and eating every day, I've recently actually like kind of re-fallen in love with like cooking again.
Nice.
I made like a glow soup the other day, which is really cool. I made some like lettuce wraps with like chicken. Like I've been getting real in the kitchen
Nice.
lately, so I don't want to go backwards in the mentality of like not cook food anymore.
I feel you.
So I'd rather travel.
Yeah.
What would you pick? That was a really good question. With your same limitations.
I went to culinary school, so I love cooking. I would have to pick traveling because I traveled a lot when I was a kid, and then I'm just like 25. I haven't really, or maybe 26. I haven't really been to much other places. Actually, I've been to more places outside the U.S. than I have in the U.S. And last year alone, I probably have been in more places in the U.S. I was like in Miami, not Seattle, Miami, Texas, Atlanta, and San Francisco. So that's not bad for a person that doesn't really see much of the United States.
See, weirdly, I had the opposite last year where I hardly traveled. And I think that's why, like, I'm not trying to say that I'm like fat or anything now, because I'm definitely not, but it's definitely a big key contributor as to why I've put on weight, because like I spent most of my year sitting and editing, which is fine. It's fine. It was a choice, but like, yeah, I need to get out more. But that side note, back to the game. Enough about me being fat. Let me see. Gosh, I don't know who to give a point to, so I'm giving a point to no one for that round because I forgot. We should do this where you get to keep points next time we do
Okay,
this.
definitely,
It's gonna be
definitely.
fun. You can just give random points. I don't know. It adds. I don't know.
It'd be great to have another guest.
And then play this.
Yeah, and I tell the questions, and that's a better way.
Ooh.
We should do that with guests for like Patreon.
That's what I was thinking.
It's like Patreon questions from the members, but also
Yeah.
like here's the game.
Ooh, because like some of our guests don't like the Am I the A-holes,
No.
which I didn't know that that was such a not like a hot topic, but a heated debate. So now I know that that is not a
I love I am the A-hole.
See, me too. I think it's fun to call
It
people
is.
A-holes,
Yeah.
but I don't know. Some people, they just don't want to be as negative as we are, I guess.
I mean,
But is it negative, or is it just
negative
solving other people's problems?
solving other people's problems, listening to other people's problems, and determining if they are the a-hole or not. Nothing wrong
Exactly.
with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Who cares? It
Yeah.
doesn't affect your life. It's
Nope.
just critical thinking.
Critical thinking.
I'm gonna do one more, and then I'll let you pull up some, and you can
Okay.
ask me. And I don't know. That won't really change anything, but I don't know. Would you rather? This episode's going really great. I don't know if you are feeling that energy,
I
but
definitely feel that energy. We're only 18 minutes in. No sec.
Woo! We're killing it. No, this is
Yeah.
good. This is good. Would you rather become a stranger's puppet for a day, or be locked in a small room for a day with only water? So it's only a day on both ends. If I were to guess what you would pick, I see you as like an adventurer. I see you as somebody who's open to letting somebody else just try something different. So I bet you would do puppet for a day.
I would be a puppet for a day.
That you would be their puppet.
I'll be their puppet for a
So
day.
they would tell you like what to do, where to go, how to dress, who to be, what your name would be that day. Versus being locked in a small room for a day with only water. So, like, you wouldn't have food, you wouldn't have TV, you wouldn't have a phone.
But I would entertain myself.
You'd probably be naked.
There's a game show like that in Japan. The guy that didn't know
Really?
he was being filmed.
Oh.
But he had to like he had the only way for him to survive is to fill out these sweepstakes to win prizes, and so he was like for the whole he had hidden cameras and it was supposed to be like it's sad, it's really sad.
Oh.
It's a whole documentary on it.
Really?
Yeah, for like a year
Oh
in a
my
room.
gosh.
He could leave at any time he wants, but the grand prize was like a huge thing. But he had to like survive. How long can he survive off of sweepstakes, filling out forms and stuff like that?
Oh my. That is like some weird kind of torture.
Well, they brought him into a place and they took away all his clothes. And all
And
ha
he was
yeah, he had a little kitchen, a little small, sad kitchen, and like for like a stove, and then like a table in front of him, and that's it. And all these magazines to fill out these sweepstakes and these thingamajiggers. And like he did it for a year, and then at the end, they transferred him to another place. He's like, "Wanna go to level two?" He's like, "Yeah." He's
He said yes to level two?
Yes, and then he ends up in a freaking box, so they transfer to him, they blindfold him, put him in the box. He didn't know that he's live on a studio set with audience behind him watching this whole thing. He's like, do you give up? And the walls fall down, and there he is, nude.
In around all these people?
Around everybody. Yeah. This is a Japanese game show. This guy that started like these crazy things back in like the early 90s. And it was like a thing in Japan. It was crazy. So I would take the room, and if I'm by myself naked.
Really?
Yeah. For a day, I could do that. Perfect. Yeah. I could brush up on my accents. I could like I can come up with skits. I can come up with music. I can sing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna give you a point because you outthought me on that.
Give me that. I always thought about there's like a test where they put you in a chamber. Mm-hmm. There's like no sound for like space. So like for astronauts,
like a padded. Okay, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like a padded room, but it's like, you know, there's no sound in space. There's like dampening field, and like you have to be in like this little room. Mm-hmm. There's like a test. So how long can you last? Can you not get crazy and stir crazy and all stuff like that? So I'm like, I can win that.
I think I would last like a minute because I would just be like, yep, I'm out. Gotta go. Mm. What do you think the vast majority of people would pick, though?
The puppet.
You think so?
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, 74% picked the room with the water.
Yes!
What? Okay, so these people are lonely, or they fall in love too fast. So we deemed earlier, and then they also want to be alone. Yeah, that's a great way to find love.
I mean,
they're hermits.
They're hermits. Maybe the only child's. I don't know.
I'm giving myself a point just because I can.
Oh my god.
Well, so far you're winning with 5. I'm winning, or I'm losing because there's only one winner and one loser. I' 'm losing with 2.5, and the Watchers have 4 points.
Okay.
And I'll give the watcher another point if they like the video literally right now. Go like the video.
Go like the video.
Press the like button. Please tickle it. Poke it.
All right. What was the name of that app?
La, 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 la. I was using Would You, as in like the letter U, yeah. rather.io is what it's called.
Gotcha. Cool.
It should be black and white. Like it's a fun little, very easy to look at.
All right.
Easy on the eyeballs.
All right. Ms. Dare. Uh-oh. Would you rather? Uh-huh. Live in an amusement park.
Oh.
Or live in a zoo.
Oh. Well, do you want to guess what you think? I kind of gave it away. I gave it away. Do you want to guess what you think?
Well, I don't know. Because of your past experience and what you've done, like in Orlando, I was going to say probably amusement park.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty easy, though, because, like, one, I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah.
But I don't have a single pet in my home.
No, you don't.
Not a single. And I did have an animal in my home, though. I've had 2 animals in my home because I don't not like animals. It's just they are stinky and they're dirty. Yes. And I don't have time to, like, properly train animal. So a zoo would be, like, the last place I would ever go to. Like, I don't like zoos.
I can't keep something that's not intelligent, but I don't want to train something to do certain things. I feel like it's wrong. I feel like owning animals is a form of slavery that we have not kicked their buck and stop domesticating things.
But what if the kitties like being enslaved?
I like indoor outdoor cats, you know? Just go, come and go as you please. I'll give you a little door.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a neighborhood cat that does that. She breaks in through my back door and it's quite lovely.
72% chose the park.
Hey! The park, so wait, you get a point for guessing and then I get a point. Because I'm sitting here and I look great.
Exactly.
I don't know. The points in this game don't matter. Wait, just like whose line is in the
Chumpy, just give her like that, I'm a model right now, where she's like, I do and I whatever, and I shake my little thush
on the catwalk.
On the catwalk.
But give us a copywritten free version, so it's a little like off.
Yeah.
Poor Chompy, we're giving her so much to edit this episode. I'm sorry. Okay. I'll make sure she gets this episode too. We should have Chompy come play this.
Yes! Yes!
Because it could be, we could have the, wait, because we have that new microphone, which is not new now, but like, we could have every, like, all the staff members of Delulu come and play this game.
Yes.
That could be really fun and chaotic.
And I will be your host, the man that's giving the questions.
Okay, yeah. I'd be game.
Yeah. Or I should guess everyone's, if it was like you, Chrissy, and Chompy, and Adam. Be perfect.
I think you could guess. Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
We'll do the logistics maybe while we're not live right now, but you know. All right, I'm ready.
All right, go.
Hit me with it. Or you want me to go?
I have another one.
Wait, no, I have another one.
Oh, so.
I'm like, no, me.
All right, go for it.
I'm going to give you. No, I'm giving me a point because I bullied you out of going again.
Yes, you did.
I deserve that. I can't wait till you run the point system.
She bullies me a lot.
I'm a bully. Apparently, there's an alter ego of mine. I'll wrap this up. I'll keep this really brief. Tangenting. When I Twitch stream, Dare Bear Live on Twitch, if you want to come join me. They call me Bully Dare because I bully people.
What?
Like the chatters. They're like, oh, Bully Dare is back. And I'm like, no.
I was just joking about you bullying me. But
maybe I am a bully. Maybe I am. I don't know. I should talk to my therapist. Anyways.
I think you're an amazing bully.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See?
You're welcome.
Some people, it's not bullying, it's tough love. Gosh, that's toxic. Never mind. Chompy, delete that. You know what? Chompy, leave it in. It's real. It's wholesome. Anyways, God, the tangenting today is unhinged, and I love it. Would you rather, Cosmo?
Yeah.
Fail every class in school, but everyone is proud or happy for you, proud and happy. Or would you rather pass every class in school, but everyone hates you?
Damn.
So how much do you care about what people think about you? I think is kind of like what this is asking. I kind of want to guess.
Go for a guess, because I know exactly.
Okay, you got an answer? Yeah. I feel like you are a man who doesn't really care what a lot of people think about you, but you like to do well. So it kind of like goes against each other in this question. But I think you would choose to fail every class, but people care and like you.
Damn, that's hard.
It is hard. Like this one's like, because, you know, everybody wants to do well.
Yeah.
You also want to be liked.
You know what?
I did
my time. I'd rather pass.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll give you the point. You stumped me.
All right.
Thought I knew you. What do you think most people picked?
Have everyone like them and be stupid.
Let me see. So you did pass. 57% picked pass every class in school, but everyone hate them.
Oh, okay.
So you've been picking like what the majority of people have been picking. This is like the fourth one.
Not bad. We're like easily fall in love and like lonely people and rather just pass and say, hey, screw you.
And screw everybody and their thoughts. All right. Hit me.
All right. Would you rather have one ear but three eyes?
Oh.
Or have three ears but one eye?
Do I get to pick where the third eye goes? This is important. These are important questions.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
We're just making this up as we go.
Actually, no. The third eye is going to be right in the middle. That's
No, I don't get to pick?
Yeah.
Oh, that changes everything. Okay.
Yeah, right in the middle. Third eye. Boom. Hats will be like a pain in the ass.
Where would the ear be? Or I would only have one ear on one side, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, have one ear.
Okay.
But three eyes. Or have three ears, but one eye.
Oh, or three. Oh, but.
Yeah. And well, let's just say the third ear goes right where the third eye would go, in the middle. So you'd be like, I don't want to hear it.
It'd literally be like, it would be like a second nose, but instead of it being a nose, it would be an ear.
An ear, yeah.
Ew, okay. Oh, God. What do you think I would pick? I have a feeling you know what I would pick.
I think you would pick having three eyes.
Yeah. I'll give you a point for that one. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
The percentage of people that picked, wow, 61% said they would have one ear and three eyes. Yeah. So they agree with you.
Yeah. I feel like being able to see and having an extra eye, I feel like I use my eyes a lot more than I use my ears.
Yeah.
Because people usually talk and I just don't listen. So I feel like an extra ear wouldn't help me.
It makes you wonder what kind of vision that is, though.
Yeah. I wish that they gave us a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, it's like they should take this game, but then do like an extreme version.
Yeah.
Or a dirty version.
Dirty version.
I bet we could find a dirty version.
I mean, we could use the same the same concept. Would you rather have one boob, one
Yeah.
boob, and three? No, I'm sorry.
Honestly, that would be. We should do that on Patreon.
Yeah.
Well, I bet there's a dirty one. We'll have to look for it. So, yeah. Please join us on Patreon because we'll do this version of Would You Rather, but dirty.
Yeah.
So right now, currently, I have 4.5 points, and you've got 8, and the viewers have 5. So I'm losing to everybody at this point.
Ooh, this next one. I have one for you. Okay, go for it. Go.
I'm trying to find a good one. These ones all kind of suck, so hang on. This is me wasting time, so it will load. Woo! Okay, here we go. Ooh, this, okay. Would you rather, Cosmo, live a lonely but saintly life? Live a lonely but saintly life, or have lots of friends but be a slightly bad person? I feel like you kind of already are one of these.
I'll take what is lonely life.
What?
Yes.
You would pick the lonely life? What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like I'm already the other one.
Okay. Well, all right. What do you think people picked?
I would say the lonely one.
Actually, 61% of people chose the same one as you.
Wow. Yeah. I mean...
Or wait, no, the opposite of you.
Opposite of me, yeah.
Yeah, the opposite of you.
I'd rather pick a lonely life.
I'm genuinely shocked. I kind of thought you would be like, yep, I already am that one, so I'm going to pick that one.
Yeah.
I'll give you a point because I thought wrong.
I like to do things that are different than from me, you know?
Yeah, I get that. You know, trying something different.
All right, I got one. This is perfect. This is right on the nose for you. Right on the nose for you.
So I'm gonna use all of my points, and how do I make this? I'm going to put up all my points.
Okay.
And if you can guess what way I'll pick, you get my points.
Okay.
But if I stump you, then my points double and then I'll surpass you.
Okay.
Math. Look at me mathing.
Love
okay.
Math. All right. Would you rather act on Broadway or act in movies and TVs?
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay, so questions, because for some reason I ask a lot of them when we play this game. So for my whole life, it has to be one or the other.
One or the other, yeah.
Okay.
And the other one gives you movies and TVs. The other one's Broadway, too, so it's like, eh.
Okay. My eye's twitching because I'm. Okay, I have an answer. Okay. What do you think my answer would be?
Act on Broadway.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I picked film and TV.
Because
let me break it down. I didn't switch my answer. I swear. I wouldn't cheat because I don't care that much about winning. And this is the first time I've ever won something ever. But yay me. Watch the episode where we play Rock, Paper, Scissors. It's really great. I should call that episode that. If you think about, like, the longevity of, like, film and television, like, there's a lot of great actresses who, like, as they aged, like, keep, you know, on show, like, keep being on shows. Like, Harry Potter's a great example. I don't know the woman's name, but the professor, the woman who's got the cat.
Yeah.
She's, like, in everything. Yeah. And she's, like, an older woman. Same thing with, like, Morgan Freeman. He didn't start acting and booking things till he was, like, in his 60s and, like, 70s.
Yes.
So, for me, as, like, a career move, like, Broadway is really great, but it's also, like, very taxing. You're doing, like, seven days in a week? Sometimes you're doing 8 shows in a week.
Yeah.
And if I'm old, like, and that's my, like, career, I'm going to be tired.
Wow.
So I'd rather, like, take the easy way.
Okay. All right. Well, I for sure was thought Broadway, because...
I thought, you know, it's a good choice. It's a good choice.
I saw your video when you did a thing on stage, and I'm like, damn, she's got it. That's her thing. The moment of shine. I feel like Broadway showcases more of your skills than just somebody on the camera
pointing
you and giving you directions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I do actually, like, I told my agent recently that I want to do more actual Broadway auditions. So it kind of goes against the thing that I'm currently doing right now.
Right.
But if I had to make an overarching, like, career choice, I see, which is why I actually, because I used to do musical theater like all the time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I gave it up because I was like, oh, like career-wise, if I can only do, because you choose, like I lived in Minnesota, literally in the middle of LA and California, or wait, LA and California, in the middle
Florida.
of New York
Yeah, and
and
then LA.
LA. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm struggling today. I had kind of like my choice, like, do I want to go to New York and like try to audition for Broadway and like go that direction? Or would I rather go to LA and do more like film television? Instead, I went to Florida and did theme parks, which is probably the worst choice of all three.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would do film and television just for longevity's sake.
I caught the bug in high school. I did a lot of musicals.
Yeah, I'd same.
I was Phantom, did Carousel,
Ooh, Carousel's fun.
what do you call it? Wizard of Oz. We're just talking about that. I played the
Yeah.
Scarecrow, and I love that.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I like it too. I like acting big and singing and dancing. Like, oh, it's so fun.
So one thing I do like about Scum and Villainy, they will have some people come up in and do like opera or some musicals for karaoke.
Oh yeah.
And this is one girl, Tabitha. She comes in and she does operatic voice.
Dang.
And sometimes she comes up to me and says, like, "Hey, you want to duet something from Phantom of the Opera?" I'm like, "Yeah," because it's been so long. And every time I do it, I'm like, "God, I still have that." I'm
Like,
like,
I still got
"I
it.
still got it." It's like, maybe you should try it again. I don't know. Who knows?
Could be fun.
Yeah. Or create my own musical.
Ooh. All right, everybody. Speaking of creating things, we're going to create some chaos over on Patreon. So be sure to go subscribe to the Patreon. Make sure you're, well, yeah, make sure you're subscribed here too. Like, do that quick before you go. And remember that I won based on nothing. I win nothing. But, you know, winning my first thing ever that is irrelevant feels good. So that's that on that. Be sure to check out Cosmo from the Cosmo Network. Let us know if you want us to play more games. I don't know. I just thought this would be kind of a fun thing to do. All right, let's get filthy on over on Patreon. So we'll see you over there. Bye. I gotta come up with some dirty ones. Oh no.